You're listening to Swoosh Radio on the air, giving it to you live.
Well, we're swooshing all day, every day.
24/7, 365, no,
you already know the deal, y'all.
Hey, y'all. I know it's been a minute. What's going on, swooshers? I see y'all logging in, trying to get it together. Swooshy, we highlight Delilah. I see. Thank you guys for tuning in. Thank you for the love. Wow. This is, yeah, it's been a while, you guys. I'm so excited. I have a mix of emotions going on right now, but overall, it's good, of course. Happy New Year to you guys, to everyone. Hopefully this year so far is going the way it needs to for you, whatever that may look like. I'm just grateful to just be back into doing this. Like I said, I know it's been a while, and I feel like every time I come back, I say that. But it's all good. We're here. It's the beginning of February. What better way to welcome in Black History Month, the month of February, where we're going to be, with Swoosh Radio, we're going to try and highlight and honor Black entrepreneurs, Black, you know, anyone that's doing Black excellence. Like, if you're in the community doing anything positive and, you know, trying to give back, I mean, we want to try and recognize that and highlight and make sure you get your flowers now while you're here. So, and that's what we're doing today. I'm really excited about today's guest because the moment I met her, I was going through a weird transition. You know, it was a really personal time in my life. And the way it was good, but then again, it was hard, because I had just lost my mom, like a couple weeks before, I think the week before I met this, guest. And, you know, I just happened to need services during that time. And it was like a breath of fresh air meeting her. So I'm really excited. We'll get more into that. I can't wait to join her in a little bit. But you guys, like I said, thank you guys. If you're just logging in, if you're watching, thank you guys for tuning in into Swoosh TV. Y'all swooshing with us. If you guys have any questions or comments or whatever, make sure just put it in there and I'll shout you out, or, you know, ask whatever questions that you may have or hobby ever. All right. So I'm about to introduce my guest for today. And excuse me, guys, if you guys see me, I'm a little congested too, in my nose. This weather, this Georgia weather, it got me feeling some type of way. Like, first it's cold, then it's raining, then the weather gets warm. So I'm like all over the place. And I know it's not just me, it's a lot of other people. So if you guys see me, you know, trying to get it together with the nose and everything. but like I said, yeah, we're here. So, mind you, I'm sorry, I thought someone was trying to call in. So if you all can please allow me to introduce this beautiful spirit, beautiful person, entrepreneur. She's a CEO of a hair company, Lomu Hair Essence. I'll let her explain more of that. And of course, from the name, it sounds a little bit of French in there because she is Haitian. Sakwase. H is in the building. And not only is she, does she have her own company, but of course she's a beautician. She has her own YouTube channel. She's a content creator. You guys, please allow me to welcome Miss Belinda Cheryl. I don't know if she's... Are you there, Belinda? Oh, wait, hold on. Let's see if she's there now.
Hi.
Again.
Yay.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Can't complain.
Good, 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 good. I'm so excited to have you.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. Like I said, it's been so long and it's so good to see you.
Right. Like,
you're absolutely gorgeous, by the way.
No, you are. Like, you got even more, like, I can see the glow.
Yeah. You know, God has been very faithful to me, so I can't complain.
I know. And it's, like I said, it's been, what, since like 2021 was the last like face-to-face
conference. Yeah. Yeah. Cause that's when I finally just graduated. That year I graduated from Empire right. Beauty School. Thanks. Yeah. So I think you were like, yeah, one of my last clients that I was seeing at the Empire School.
I graduated.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's so good. So proud of you. Congratulations.
Well, I'm proud of you. Thank you. Thank God. Thank God.
Okay. So, but before we get more into that, because I know we could, I feel like we can talk all day going on.
Yeah.
But this is about you. So I want you to introduce yourself. And I gave a soft intro, but I want our audience, like, who you are and what you do. Someone's already asking, what's the hair company? Like, what?
Well, that's good. Right. News. I'm like, so thank God for that. Well, my name is Belinda Cheryl. I go by that name, and I am an entrepreneur and also a hairstylist. And before that, I'm just going to give like a brief background. Before that, I was in the health field for 10 years working in the medical field, but I got to the point where I felt like I was just doing it just to do it. And I didn't have a passion or I loved it. I love helping people, but it was something it was missing. And speaking to my sister and also my best friend, they encouraged me to go after, you know, not what my heart desired, but what God wants for me. And then ever since then, that's when I was like, you know what, I'm going to go back to hair school. And before I even started the hair school, I started the La Moon Hair Essence in 2020. And I finally launched it in 2021. And then that's when I was like, I'm just going to go to hair school and I'm going to complete that. Because I always used to do hair on the side, but I never took it full force. So from there, I just went to Empire where I met you. So I went to Empire Beauty School, graduated from there, and now I'm a hairstylist. And I just, you know, try to train people how to take care of their hair, how to, you know, properly treat their hair, because I also used to suffer from seborrheic dermatitis. It's like a dandruff issue. And it was horrible. So that's why I really started my YouTube channel, because I wanted to help others who suffer with dandruff, with seborrheic dermatitis, eczema, psoriasis. And on that channel, I just speak about like the products I use, things that I do in order for, you know, just so my hair could be in a better condition. So it, from the way that it felt, it's like everything just falls around hair, because I've always loved doing hair. And I'm at that point where God has blessed me to take care of my hair, how to treat my hair, how to get rid of certain conditions, certain scalp issues. And now that God has blessed me with that, I want to help others who's experienced the same thing. So, yeah. So I'm like, that's a brief little background that, you know, just to give everyone an idea on exactly why I became that, how I became that. And it's just to help others and to actually do what God asked me to do.
Yeah. Like, so, the time I met you, like I said, I don't know if you were, if you heard me earlier, how I mentioned, like, how I met you, the time.
Yeah. I don't think I heard that.
Well, remember the story, like, the time when we met, I was going through, like,
I remember. Okay.
And I lost my mom.
Yeah.
And it was, like, literally, I don't know how it just happened. How when you're giving services to clients and all that, like, you know, you talk about just whatever, but it's like I wasn't even sad at the moment. In your spirit, help, like the way it even came up, I was just like, oh yeah, well, and I'm not saying like I just brushed it off like it was big, but I'm,
No.
oh yeah, I'm just getting it done because I just lost my mom last, and I'm getting funeral and all that, and you're just like, oh, like
It
okay,
caught me off surprise. It
yeah,
caught me by surprise.
it wasn't even, at least for me, it wasn't even awkward. It was just okay, so now that we're here, let's like explore, not even explore, it just we just connected. It was just kind of like that open, and then the fact that you're Haitian,
Yes, I am.
girl, and I try not to, I try not to do that, like even Haitian, and I say that I'm
And I throw the same line. I'm like, how does a Haitian look like? And they're like, you know how them Haitians look. I'm like, no, how does a Haitian look like? But I'm like, yes, my mom and dad are from Haiti,
Wow.
and I was born in an island home, so I know.
Right. Now, I'm curious, were you born? I don't remember. Did you say you were born
No,
here?
I was born and raised in Florida, but my
Right.
mom and dad, I know my mom's from Port-au-Prince. I believe my dad, I'm not sure because I really don't communicate with him like that, but they're both from Haiti. And then together they got married, had kids, and we were born and raised in Florida.
Right. Now, I'm just curious too, like, because, our Haitian backgrounds, our parents, growing up in that household, they feel about our future and what we're gonna become and all that. So, like, how did they react, or at least,
Well, I remember, okay, so I was a manager, well, I was a coordinator at Jupiter Medical Center. And I was getting, I thank God for that job. I love that job. And I was getting paid pretty good. Then, like I said, I told my mom, I'm like, you know what? I wanna like leave the health field and I want to from leaving the health field, I wanna go into hair business.
Ooh,
And you know how Haitians are. They
that
was like Haitians like my mom was like, are you kidding me? Like how, like why would you do that? That's such a dumb move. Like why would you leave the health field that you've been in for 10 years and then you want to go do something? She like, basically she told me hair school is for people who just came out of high school.
Oh.
And she said, hair school is not for somebody who's been in the health field, has a bachelor's degrees. And she like, why won't you just move forward? Like, go into like, because I have a bachelor's in business administrative. But so she's looking at it like, why would you leave that career to go to health, hair, whatever, hair school?
Right.
She was very bothered. She was annoyed, and that kind of put me in a position where I was like, am I even making the right decision? Because I felt so guilty in it. Like when I told my sister was like, girl, it doesn't matter. Like these hair care, I mean, these hair specialists, these hair stylists, they're making way more money than people that's actually in the health field. And I was like, that is so true. Not that I only wanted to go to the hair field for money, but I had to realize and tell myself, like, Belinda, if whatever you love is gonna follow, the money's gonna follow. Whatever you love to do, the money's gonna follow. And I'm like, do you want to continue being in a position where you're working somewhere, you're miserable, you're always complaining, and you're always bickering, and by the time you wake up, you have like this, oh, I don't even want to go to work. Or do you want to be placed in a position where you're happy, and even though the money may not be flowing right away, but you're happy, you love what you do? And I was like, you know what? My peace is more valuable than money. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna go after what I went to God, and I prayed and I fast, and I'm gonna go after what I went to God, and I told God, like, God, this is the desires of my heart, but I want it to be part of your will. I need it to be something that you see in my life that you want me to do. And ever since then, I'm like, it's been up from there, and I just thank God for that.
So awesome. And I, just the way, like how you were explaining it, that just remind me, like, I mean, and that's for anyone, that especially patients, like
Haitians are very,
y'all
they could
just,
be rude
they don't
and they don't
care
care.
about your feelings.
They do not care.
Care, like literally. But I really believe, especially people like you, people in our generation, I'll say we're millennials.
True.
Feel like we've kind of like bridged that gap between the old generation in the newer, the Gen Z generation, where we're like middle ground to where we're like, we're going to stand on what we believe in, we feel, and our dreams and what we really want to do. But also, too, we're going to remember where we come from. Like, we're gonna be mindful and be respectful
of
that, no matter I'm so proud of you, like I said.
I thank God. Like, I'm telling you, like, everything that I'm doing is not because I want to do it, because I have to always remember that God put me in this world for a reason. And I can't just make decisions based off what I want to do. I want to do this. I want to do this, because I is a form of pride. And not that there's a certain, you have to look, there's two different ways that I look at pride. And it's like, you know, there's the arrogant way. And then there's just like, you know what, I'm just thankful. And I'm glad with the position that I am in now. But like, long story short, it's just, I'm just thankful that God allowed me to step out. In the past couple of years, I told myself, I'm done listening to other people on trying to dictate my life, trying to tell me like, you need to do this, you need to do this in order to get this, you need to get that. And I was like, you know what? It comes to a point where, what does the word of God say? What does Jesus have to say? And if I keep living according to the words of man, I'm never going to be happy. I'm never going to find peace. I'm never going to find that joy. So it's like, things that don't make sense to other people, that's them. Because the vision and dream that God gave me, he didn't give it to them. So of course it's not going to make sense to them. He gave it to me, and it's up to me to live out, you know, the dreams and the visions that he put in my heart and also in my mind.
I love that. Like I said, even from that day from when I met you, I knew that wasn't going to be it. And I know I was saying, I have to make sure I interview. And I was like, literally, it was probably like after a year or so, I had remembered, because I was like, you know, I was in a different time. And, you know, but I knew I was going to get back in contact with you and whomever I need. So I ran through your TikTok. And it's like, God was like convicting me, like, you need to contact this girl. You need to. And I like, he took me back to the conversations with, like, how you just, you know, it's not about just, you were doing my hair and all that. You really, it's your spirit. Like, really, you're really doing it with a purpose. You know? Really, like, you're doing it because, like you said, you know, God's telling you to do this, like, and it's not because you have to, but you know, it's just part of who you are and your ministry. It's your
It is a ministry.
So, and I appreciate, that's why I this was like, I had no, we're gonna get back in contact. And the moment I every time I got on TikTok, I was like, okay, I'm gonna do it.
It is a ministry.
The moment I text you, you were just like, it was just confirmation.
And I'm just gonna share this with you, because like, I think it was last year, August, I went to my cousin's wedding, and something happened with my phone where I lost everyone's contact. Like, I had no form of communication. I had to barely start all over again. So when you had texted me like, hey, do you remember me? And I was like, no, I'm going to need you to like kind of give me a little bit more information. And then you informed me who you were. And ever since then, I was like, you know what? And even when you reached out to me, and you told me like, hey, I want you to do this interview. It's like, you know what? By the time we stopped texting each other, and I was like, you know what, God, if this is what you want me to do, I'm going to do it. Because I'm in a space in my life where whatever I do, I have to include God in it. So even speaking here, I said, it's nothing about me, even like my line, me being a hairstylist, me having like, you know, whatever my business. I said everything, even if you go to my YouTube, even if you go to my my basic channel or my business channel, I'm always going to represent Christ. And by me representing Christ, it allows me to hold myself accountable. Because if I'm lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, I also have to live according to the word that Jesus Christ is telling all of us to live according to. So even with this, of course, I'm going to speak about God. I'm going to, everything that I do is about God. Everything that I, you know, just trying to speak life into other people is about God. When I do my clients' hair, I'm like, at times I'm listening to music about God. Or what else? And I just try to tell them, like, you know, because a lot of times, like when I was in hair school, they mentioned to us, a lot of these clients come just to speak to someone. Therapy. Just to, yeah, like it's a form of therapy. Yeah. So even when I talk to them and I hear their stories, and even when I used to work at, I forgot what that, I think it was Great Clips. I worked there for a couple of months, and like the clients will come in, and a lot of people are going through a lot of things in life. And so when I do their hair, or even if I talk to an individual, I just like try to remind myself, like, you know what? Everybody's going through something. So when they explain to me their story, I always lead them back to Christ. First, I ask them, I'm like, do you believe in Christ? Do you even believe? Because, you know, a lot of people will say that they believe, but even the devil believes. But a lot of people say that they believe, but do you have a relationship with Christ is the main question. And, you know, a lot of people like, yeah, you know, I talk to God and blah, blah, but sometimes the answers didn't come right away. And it's just like, well, you know, also God gives us a spirit to have patience. We are also supposed to pray for a spirit of patience. But with that, talking to the clients, I always send them back to Christ. Whether you believe or not, I'm not going to force my belief on you. But by the time I'm done talking to them, they're like, you know what? Thank you. I'm so appreciative that you took the time to even speak to me, took the time to even listen, because God is the God that listens.
Yep.
And he's very patient. And even though we may hear things that we don't want to hear or we don't believe, as our mission as Christian, we are supposed to live a life according to the word of God, live a life that Christ represented, and just be there for our brothers and sisters. And even if it has to be my business, because like I said in the beginning, when I started this business, I told God, let it not be about me, but about you. Mm. So, yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
You have spirit.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. And I knew you were going to be ready for this. I'm curious. Is this your first interview?
I think because I do YouTube. Okay. So, yeah, that kind of broke me out of the shell a little
right.
bit.
Right, but
yeah,
else like highlighted you, like
highlighting me, in,
like right now.
Yeah,
like, have you had like someone else interview?
Not that I can remember. I know I was supposed to do one with one guy at my church, but it never happened. But I don't know. I think this is like my first interview. Yeah,
fine. You, like I said, it's your time to shine. It's your praise time God. To now because yeah. so humble mm-hmm. about it, mm-hmm. and God's like, it's that season mm-hmm. of exposure. And
when praise God.
Say, when people say exposure, they're like, oh,
yeah,
you know, oh, shoot.
Yeah,
not even. It doesn't have to be bad all the time.
Yeah,
know? Like there's a
yeah.
of exposure to God too.
Exactly.
And it's like he's saying for you, yeah, it's time for you to get your exposure. You've been hiding under mm-hmm. you know behind the scenes for a while, you
know,
serving, and yeah, you have your own business and your platform and all that, but no, people, you need to see you more. Yeah. Like they, you need to yell it out from the mountaintops, like, here I am.
Yes.
I made it. And
praise God.
Oh God.
Like it's only God. And if, you know, by God's will, if he allows me to get that far, I have to give praises and, you know, sing praises and hallelujah. Like, thank you. Thank you, God. And I also have to train myself that Belinda, it was never about Belinda. It was always about him. Mm-hmm. And that's what my business, and that's what, when I talk to clients, that's what I'm all about. And it's just like, God, humble me. And I'm asking for patience because, and trust me, when you ask for those two things, it's like all types of doors are being thrown at you. All types of weapons are being thrown at you. And I feel like asking for a spirit of patience is a very, you have to be ready for that. And, you know, I'm just continually.
The what you ask for, best believe you're going to get tested.
Yes.
And like,
yes. That's true.
This is what you asked me, right? Like,
yeah. And I'm like, sometimes I'm like, oh Lord, like, why is this happening? Like, why is this happening? And I come to my senses. I'm like, but didn't you pray for this? Didn't you ask God for this? And I was like, well, I didn't expect it to turn out like this, but Yeah.
What you pray for.
Exactly.
Need.
Yeah. That's true.
Handling it. Amen. With grace. I can tell you in the time when I text you about it, you know, because you're like, yeah. Well, I said, you know, if you could send in your info, your bio, mm-hmm. and all that, like, just even how you said it, you were just like, I forgot how you responded, but it was such, it was like a humility and like confident. I don't know. Like the way you said it, you're just like, I'm just going to bring the Holy Spirit with me.
Yeah.
You're just like,
I'm only
like,
God.
I have a Bible. Yeah. It's like, my bio.
Yes.
Okay.
Because even when you ask me for my bio, I always live, like, I always appreciate David in the Bible. Like, I just love, I don't know, I just love David because a lot of things that David did, it shows me who I am. And it made me realize that I need God. I can't live without God. I need the Holy Spirit to direct me, to guide me. I need his angels to encamp around me and my family, my friends, my church family. And I just, in this life, I have to always remind myself, I am a pilgrim walking through this world for a time being. And I have another world to live to. I have to go into the New Jerusalem. So the way I look at it is that I got to do my part. Everybody has a part. Everybody that was created in this world, you all have a part to live according to. So a lot of people are like, oh, I don't even know why I'm here. Like, I feel like nothing is going out my way. Like, just be patient. And when you live, if you're living based to have you to be exposed, if you're living based so people could see you, I don't think, I always believe that's from the enemy when it's always about you. But I do believe that when God uses us as vessels, so the fact that he uses us as vessels, we have to remember where we came from and who we came from. And we are all children of God. So we always have to remember, like, whatever we do, we must always do it to glorify God. And it took me a while to you know, learn that, because I believe it was until, because I'm 33, it wasn't until I hit my 30s when I started to take God a little bit. Well, I started to take God seriously. Sure. And I started to realize that there's another world I have to go into. Yeah. And I can't live this world. I can't live in this world on my own. Right. I just can't. I won't survive. I won't make it. So I, you know.
Can't walk the line.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have the source.
Yeah.
Like, you have to have that connection. You have to have that guidance.
Yeah.
Like,
I agree.
I'm so, like I said, I'm so proud of you. So
praise God.
With that, and it seems like your success is just, it's growing.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, how did you get the name Lamu Hair Essence? Like, how did that come?
Okay, so the Lamu Hair Essence came. So it was just a day I was seeing by, and I was like, I need a name that's going to represent me, like my Haitian culture, and also that's going to represent God. So it just came with Lamu, and I was like, Mom, what's Lamu stand for? She's like, well, it's another word for love.
Yeah.
And I said, well, that's, I'm going to use it. I'm like, because God is love, and it's a French word. It's Creole. So I was like, yeah, so Lamu Hair Essence, as I mentioned, it had to represent who I was as a Haitian and also who God is, and he's a God of love. So that's how I came out with that name.
And you're so intentional. I mm-hmm. love intentional about everything that they do. Because yeah. even the bottle, the ingredients, I know mm-hmm. that the ingredients include faith, love,
yes.
hope, and then
yeah.
everything.
yeah.
So cute. I love that.
Yes. I'm like, it's only by faith. Trust me. Doing all these projects, it's quite difficult. It could be stressful at times, but I had to remember, like, again, Belinda, this what you're doing, it has a meaning behind it. It has something behind it. It's not just you. And I also have to remember, it's not me. I'm not doing this for me. I'm doing this for God.
Yeah. That's speaking to me too, because like I said, I've been on pause for a minute. And you asked the question earlier, how long have I been doing this? I've been doing this since 2012.
Oh, wow.
On and off.
Yeah.
because when I first started, it was, you know, internet,
yeah,
YouTube stuff and all that, it wasn't
popping.
No one really knew.
Yeah.
It was even when I was like, I don't even know what I'm doing. I'm like, what? A TV web series? But I had to do it.
Yeah.
I was like, just do do it. Just do it. And it wasn't about me.
Yeah.
It was the people that I was reaching. It was just whatever need to do, I had to do it, because obviously it was going to affect the next person or the next, you know, whatever it was at the moment. So, I took a pause, like I said, on and off, especially with the passing of my mom. You know, that really put a pause on everything, but God was like, I get it, but
there's more to
time.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's time. Like, people are waiting on you. Not not me, but waiting on him.
Yeah.
And it, I feel like I'm like that connection, you know, whatever that may look like. But he's you to reach out to Belinda, reach out to whoever, reach out to this person, to that. I'm like, okay.
And that's good. That's a spirit of obedience, because by you having a spirit of obedience, so, and when you, and I believe, like, when you obey the word of God, God is only going to elevate you, because it takes, he's going to, you know, test us at the smallest things. And then when we're, you know, obedient to these small things that he's calling us to do, it's only up from there. Then he can trust you to do greater things.
Yep.
So,
exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So proud. Like I said, thank you so much for joining. But tell us also about your, because you have a YouTube channel. So is that based on Lumo Hair Essence?
No.
Or is,
So my YouTube channel, I do have, I have two YouTube channels. One is called To Be a Witness, which I haven't really been active on that. God forgive me. But my main channel is Belinda Cheryl. And with that channel is, like I said, as I mentioned previously, it's more because I struggle with seborrheic dermatitis. I'm not sure if you know what seborrheic dermatitis is. The dandruff, it was just disgusting. So I suffered with seborrheic dermatitis the year 2016. And that's when I just started my YouTube channel, 2016. And then so that year, I was like, you know, trying to make, I'm going to make all these natural videos. I'm going to show them how to do their natural hair, how to take care of their natural hair. And I wore my hair in curls a lot during those time. And it's like that same year, I decided to come out with a YouTube channel. The enemy tried to attack me with this disgusting seborrheic dermatitis. And I was so ashamed. I was to that point where I was like, you know what? I'm going to stop YouTube. And I told my sister about it. I was like, do you think I should like share this? And she was like, uh-oh, that's so nasty. But I know she was coming from a good place, that she probably don't want people picking on me, because my sister's the type that if she sees somebody write something mean in the comment, she's gonna go and say something. So I guess she was just trying to prevent that happening. And I just, one day I was like, you know what? I'm gonna share my testimony. And I share my testimony. And when I tell you that I received thousands of comments just thanking me for being open with my condition, for sharing my experience, because people was like, man, I was looking for videos like this. I didn't know. And I shared the supplements I took, exercise, like exercise habits, eating diets. So in my YouTube channel, I share all that with them, to like what helped me to get rid of seborrheic dermatitis. And by the year 2020, it was gone. I stopped eating meat. I became a vegetarian. I slowed down on eating a lot of sugar and dairy products, but ever since then, I'm telling you, God was like, you see what the devil tried to use to break me,
right?
God used it to help me and, you know, glorify his name.
Right. So, and it's funny how you're in the business of hair and, like our culture and all that, like, cause literally as you're speaking, it's like, I'm getting downloads, like, God's like, okay, did you tell her this, tell that? So it's like a two in one type of thing, because it's like I said, you're dealing with hair, so you're dealing with the roots.
Yeah,
you're literally dealing with the roots of the hair, and you're literally, as you're doing that, like whoever you're dealing with, you're trying to help them with the root of them of addiction.
Yes.
Mentally, emotionally, what's going on.
Yeah.
You're literally dealing with the root of the problem.
Exactly. And I agree with that.
Yeah.
Because just by you saying that, my whole point is to help you internally. Mm-hmm. So even though, because a lot of people care about their hair, especially women, we care about our hair. We go bald, we like, oh my Lord, like I'm bald. Like, you know, we care about our hair. But my whole point is to teach everyone and show everyone that there's a God that still lives. There's a God that sits high and look low. And his mission is to save us. And just because I do hair and everything that I do is based off about hair, but my main concern is I need to help save my soul, and also I need the Holy Spirit to help me to guide to save other souls. So just with that, is like I in my YouTube, like you mentioned before, it's about health. Mm-hmm. It's about what you eat, how you eat, and you know, I don't know if you heard about the 8 laws of health. Like it's something I explain thoroughly in my YouTube channel. So I explain like the 8 laws of health and like how we need like, you know, nutrition, sunlight, water, rest, temperance. Yep. So I always, and to be honest, because I lived according to those, you know, strategies and steps, I believe that was one of the ways that God showed me, you see, just by living according to the word of God and accepting the natural things that God has already given to us, which is water, sunlight, air, those things can help us.
Yes.
Like I when I first, like I said, when I first suffered with seborrheic dermatitis, I went to a dermatologist and they gave me a shampoo that's worth $26, and the bottle was like literally this small. I said, absolutely not. I'm not gonna keep spending that much money for this bottle, and it was making my hair strands dead, like weak. So I said, God, what can I do to bring my hair back to life without using harsh chemicals? Right. And then that's when the Lamu hair essence started coming about. Then that's when I started thinking like, you know, I'm going to create my own hairline where it's all natural and it can help people that's suffering with dandruff, dry hair, dry scalp and all that. So,
Lamu hair essence, it basically established in like 2021 while you was in hair school.
I came up with it in 2020. I was working at an OBGYN. And I just sat there because I'm a product junkie. I probably need help with that. So I'm a product junkie. And then I was like, you know what? Why am I buying so much products? Don't get me wrong. I still buy products because I just love products. And then I was like, and that's when the Spirit told me, you can create your own products, all natural products. And I was like, who has time for that? But girl, when I was at work, I used to take risks and chances, and I'm on the computer just searching like, okay, what can neem leaf do? What can, you know, all these ashwagandha, and like just studying the different plants, the different herbs. And I'm like, you know what? This helps with scalp issues. This helps with itchiness. This can help with growing your hair. And that's all I did. And then that's when finally 2021, I was like, I'm gonna make the products, buy the materials that I need. And then I just went from there. And then from there, I was like, you know what? I love doing hair. I love treating hair. So why won't I continue to pursue it and, you know, doing other people's hair instead of my hair? And yeah, and a lot of people do come to me just for me to treat their hair. Right. And that was my whole mission, to treat their hair, but also
educate.
Educate them as well.
That's awesome. That's so awesome. I'm so, like I said, I know I keep saying it, but I'm really like, and it's an inspiration too, because like I said, it's just the fact that you were, I seen you.
Yeah.
Like I was in a dark moment for myself, but it's like God made me like, he made me like really notice you.
Yeah.
Like the light, the glow, like you were dealing with my roots. And like, you know, I'm just so grateful I met you at that time. I was just like, dang, your hair. I was asking about your hair too, even now.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Because when I was at the school, I was wearing it curly. And then but then you came and then you started telling me, I'm like, wow, your hair is really nice.
Yeah.
And then it went from there.
Like, I want you to try my product. I was like, I will. And I will stick to that. I will, I will do that.
Yes.
But yeah. Yes. Your hair is, I'm the bomb.
Girl, I had to cut it again because I was like, I want to try something different. So I'm like, let me cut it. And I've been wearing it straight for a while, but I was like, So I'm like, but what people can see, cause you see just like how it attracts you. Mm-hmm. And then it, some from, you know, just just like how you dress, what you wear, where you go, how you speak, it can attract people. But whatever attracts the next individual, that's why I said, like, okay, since I feel like my hair attracts people, how can I use my hair to bring people closer to God?
Right.
And that's how it all
started. That's so humbling. Mm-hmm. That's the humble move. Like, and that's why he's going to bless you. Like, because, like you said, it's not, you're not thinking about yourself. You're literally thinking about the, you know, just the outcome of humanity. Just, you know, just, you're thinking about the future. You're thinking about, you're just being intentional.
Yeah.
You're doing it with purpose. So that's so awesome. You know, you're going to go far.
Praise God.
Your time to shine. You're just keep doing what you're doing. Mm-hmm. Keep spreading. And I just want to know too, like, speaking of which, I know you are, like I said, you're intentional about everything that you do from the time I'm up to now. How do you feel about people? It seems like Jesus is kind of like a trend.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Yes, you're... Okay. I have to make sure I'm seeing these comments too, just in case people have.
I'm like, love you too, Tara.
I was like, yeah, before giving you shout outs. Keep coming in with the shout outs and all that. So like, how do you feel about that with the, do you feel like it's a trend right now, or do you feel like people are genuinely
I believe we are living in the last days.
Yes.
And I truly believe that a lot of souls are lost. And because a lot of souls are lost, a lot of people want to know the truth, but then the truth is not being spread the way that it should. I feel like a lot of there's, you know, mockery when it pertains to God. I feel like a lot of people take God's word as a joke. They don't actually live according to his word, because it also says in the word of God that his word is light. So every word that's mentioned in the word of God has power. So yes, I believe there's a certain percentage where people are taking God as a mockery, but then I also believe that there's a great percentage that people are looking for the truth. And you know, it does hurt me when I do see people take Jesus' name as a joke, and even say his name like, oh, like Jesus, like just use it in the wrong term.
Right.
But then I don't, you know, I just have to realize that I too was once in that position. I was once seeking God. I was once living a double life, and I'm still in a position where I am still seeking God, and I need the Holy Spirit. I need God to guide me. I need him to direct me, because I'm not there.
Yeah.
And because I'm not there, I know I need God. So yeah, but I do believe that it's a great percentage that is that's honestly looking for God. They're honestly looking for the truth, but there's not enough, just like the word say, that there's a lot of people who needs the truth, but there's not enough laborers.
Right. See,
there's not a lot of people that's willing to spread the truth. And to me, one of the most important ways, say it again.
I said to be held accountable.
Yes, to be held accountable. Exactly. And to be honest, one of the ways that I believe we can spread the truth is just by our own life experience, like how we communicate with others. Are we quick to be upset with the next person? Are we forgiving? Are we loving? And like I said, there's areas in my life that I still have to work on, but just from my life experience, it can change someone to want to run to God.
Yeah. I definitely see that about you. Connection. You have that one-on-one connection. It brings me to the last question for today. And I'll explain more what the acronym means. So, SWOOCH.
Mm-hmm.
So, for swoosh. So it stands for two meanings. So, originally stands for. Well, right. Okay. Which one do you want me to say? Okay. I'm just talking to God. Okay. So, like I said, there's too many. So, there's serving with other organizations to change humanity.
Oh, wow. That's
out to literally to everyone, no matter what religion or race, what you believe in. But the original meaning, the original acronym stands for spiritually walking one-on-one with Christ.
That
creation of movement. Crazy, because we were just talking about this earlier. It's not crazy, but God already knows. Yeah. But so with that in mind, so keep in mind the two acronyms. Do you feel your swooshing? How are you swooshing?
When you say swooshing, like
which way, like how do you feel? Okay, let's just say, how do you feel like you're spiritually walking one-on-one with Christ?
I believe it's a growing process. Yeah, that's how I see it. It's a growing process. I still, you know, like the word said, every man have fallen short of the glory of God. I have fallen short of the glory of God plenty of times, but it's growing. And I have no doubt in my heart that I'm gonna get there. I have no doubt in my heart that I'm gonna get there. I know God wants to save me, and I know He wants to save humanity. But like I said, in order to be saved, it has to be a willing spirit.
Yeah.
It has to be a choice.
Yeah.
So I already chosen that I'm gonna be saved. I already made my mind that I'm gonna be saved. I already made my mind that I have a spot in heaven. I already made my mind that I'm going to see my loved ones in heaven. So my mind is already made. Like, nothing's going to change my mind to make me think otherwise. Like, if I fall short, if I've sinned, thank you, Jesus, that He's a forgiving God.
Right.
And, you know, repent, turn away from my iniquities, turn away from sin. But my mind has already been made that I will be saved.
Awesome. So, amen. Amen.
Yeah.
That answers that. I was going to say, how do you feel the other way? But that's all that matters. Thank you so much.
No, I thank you.
For just being yourself, being who you are. Because I remember you were asking me, like, is there anything I should? I was like, just be you. And that's what you did.
Praise God.
Even with this platform, I always want to make sure people, just be yourself. We're just literally having a conversation.
Yeah.
Need to know you. We're honoring you and what and we just want the world to know. So, and then how can they get your product? How can they reach you?
Well, like, okay, because I wanted to share, like, so I do have my products here. So if anyone is interested, so these are my products, and I do have like a herbal tea that got sold out, and I'm not even gonna lie, I just didn't have time to make it.
Okay.
But you can get these products on my on my Instagram. It links you to my website, which is www.lamuhairessence, which is, I don't know if you're going to put it somewhere or, but lamuhairessence.com. And that's where you can purchase it. You can purchase these products. And if you come to the shop, get your hair done, of course, like, just ask me, I'll bring them. But trust me, if you want it, you can get it. So,
where's your shop located?
I'm on Belvedere in Florida, Palm Beach County, West Palm Beach.
Okay.
So I'm there right now, and I thank God for the two, because I also want to just say, like, I'm also thankful with the people that God put in my life, like even you, like it's a blessing, and I'm just thankful for my family, and I'm thankful for those that that trusted, you know, just put their trust in God to believe, like, you know what, I believe something good will come out of what she's doing.
Yeah.
Because it's not easy. I don't have a big support team, and I'm okay with that. But I also want to thank the ones who do believe in me, and also the ones who have supported me, even when it pertains to me having sharing a shop with Asia and Rudy and like my sisters, my best friends, my church friends. Even friends from my past, like middle school, high school, like I also want to just, I'm so appreciative. Like, I just thank God, because I know that God's going to use me, and He's going to use me for His glory.
Yes. See, you got supporters. Look at this dark skin.
Yeah. That's Tara. I love that girl. And then like, Clarell, thank you, Clarell. I see you're here.
See, need a tribe like that. I love it.
Yeah, I'm very appreciative. I thank God. And it's only up from here. So, yeah.
Awesome. And you, trust me, you have a lot. They may not say anything.
Yeah.
They're looking and they admire you.
Yeah.
I
thank God.
They see you. So keep being that light, keep being that, and you know, all will go well. All is well with you.
Praise God. Amen.
Thank you so much again for joining us.
And yes, thank you.
Thank you guys for logging in. I hope I didn't miss any
questions. It's family and like, you know, family and friends. But I do appreciate you guys. I see my sister Cassie Oakham. Thank you. I'm like, yeah, that's the one who Leva called me. Yeah.
They've been giving their shout outs.
Yes, and Tara, Claire, and then I've seen others, but I'm very appreciative.
Awesome.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate you. And I just continue to say that God bless you. And before we leave, it was placed on my heart that I just want to say a prayer. If you don't mind, that we'll just close out with a prayer. I just want to say, just close your eyes. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for life, health, and strength. Thank you for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, thank you for all that you have done. Lord, thank you for just the experiences that we go through life. Lord, we just want to lift you up right now in the name of Jesus. We want to glorify your name. Lord, thank you for all that you have done. And Lord, thank you for my sister Esther, who have been obedient to the calling to do what you have called her to do. Lord, I ask that you continue to bless her and her family and all her endeavors. Lord, that you would put a hedge of protection around her, and God, that you would bless her in every way possible. I ask that you continue to walk with her, speak through her, use her to be a vessel. Lord, continue to guide her in all that she does. Lord, bless all those who were able to watch and all those who weren't, God, who were not, had the chance to get online. But God, I ask that you bless them, and God, that you will lead them in the way that you have called all of us to go. Lord, thank you for being such a wonderful and loving God. Thank you for always being here for us. Thank you for guiding us. Thank you for protecting us. And thank you for being the God that you are. We lift your name and we praise you and we say, blessed be the name of the Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Oh my God. Thank you so much for that. Usually we do try to start with the prayer. God knows, like,
where
it goes, it's just gonna go.
But thank you.
Even the time. You see, the email said it was about 12:30.
Oh, wow. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, it's way past the time. And I try to give people a heads up, like, we may go over the time.
Yeah.
How the spirit goes.
Amen.
If you have time, you'll.
Yes.
Ask 12:30. You'll just see it for yourself. But it's been a pleasure. Like I said, thank you so much. And you guys, please make sure you support my sister, Belinda.
Amen. Praise God.
This Black entrepreneur, you know, she's doing it. Women in business, support. They got her page, Lemuel Hair Essence, site lemuelhairessence.com.
Yes, that's the website. Yes,
the YouTube page is
Belinda Cheryl. Yeah, okay, so it's Belinda Cheryl, my first and middle name, but Belinda BelindaCherylL.
Okay. And we'll put it more in the we'll put it more in the comments. So all right, you guys, this is your girl Esther L signing out with Belinda Cheryl.
Bye, thank you.
I'll get in contact with you right after this.
Okay, all right, bye. Perfect, bye.